Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, already in progress.
So anyway, when I saw him falling into that abyss, and I'm starting to scream, Howard, just call on the name of Jesus. Cheryl, she started doing the same thing. Yes, Daddy, Daddy, call on the name of Jesus. She don't have a clue what's going on. She don't know what I'm seeing or nothing else. All she knows is what she asked the Lord for. And all of a sudden, as I'm screaming, Howard, just call on the name of Jesus, he's falling backwards into the abyss. What a scene. I'll never forget that. That man was on his way to hell. That's a scary thing. You know that? He's falling into the lake of fire, a black hell. He's falling into it. And I'm screaming, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, I just barely heard him say, Jesus. Just barely. Just barely heard him say that. And the minute he said that, a bright light from somewhere up there illuminated his body and stopped him from falling into the abyss and pulled him just like Superman into the light, and wish he was gone into the kingdom. What did he do to have to, what did he have to do to get there? One word, Jesus. Well, see, right now every one of you are still in good health. You're here today. How difficult is it for you to call on the name of Jesus? Not hard at all. Just say, Jesus, I love you. I want to serve you. I'm going to be your son or daughter forever. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, if you were lost before, you've just been saved. Now, the devil will try to cheat you out of it, but don't let him. Believe the word. You can't miss. You cannot miss. I mean, you cannot miss. All you got to do, her daddy, all he had to do was call on the name of Jesus. That's all it took. And he went to heaven. In fact, if you don't think he went to heaven, only a year or so later, when Cheryl's mother passed away, her brother had told her that he was over at the mother's house and said, the mother has been seeing daddy in the house and he's sleeping with her at night in the bed. And she said, Cheryl said, oh, Ronnie, daddy's coming after mom. She's getting ready to die to go to heaven. He said, no, Cheryl, she ain't gonna die. Cheryl said, I tell you, I guarantee she's getting ready to go because daddy's coming after her. And that night, the next morning, that he came, and sure enough, Cheryl's mother died in the house that next morning. And so she got to go to heaven too. If it hadn't been for this woman sitting on the front row, her prayers for her mom and dad, neither one of them would have made it to heaven. Don't live like that. Don't live like that. You know, I mean, know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you know that you know that you know that you have called on the name of Jesus. And if you've called on the name of Jesus, somebody said, but you know, you sure made lots of mistakes. That's okay. I got Jesus. I'm peace with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I may have made some mistakes. I don't know anybody that hasn't. Do you? I don't know a single human being that hadn't made numerous mistakes. But how much the blood of Jesus covers all of them. And if we didn't have Jesus, there ain't none of us could make it. None of us. We have access by faith into this grace. Wherefore we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God, in whom we have access by faith. In other words, into the kingdom of God, into Jesus Christ. Just like Paul, when Paul got to go to the third heaven and saw it, and then he come back and told us, he said, man, guys, this place is great. I mean, this is an awesome place. In fact, he said, it's so awesome. I know that I'd much rather leave here and go to be with the Lord. But he says, for your benefit, I have got to stay and do some more teaching because I need to hang around for a little while for you. But it'd be much better to leave here and go to heaven to be with the Lord. But I'll stay. I'll hang around for a little while. They said, well, can't go back to Jerusalem. If you do, they're going to kill you. He said, praise God. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah, praise God. You know, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know what? When that becomes a reality to you, you won't worry about nothing no more. Just like I've told Cheryl, I said, if something were to happen to me and I get to go home before you do, I don't know. Who knows that? Nobody knows that. I said, if I happen to be preaching the gospel and I drop dead and y'all come over, y'all pray over me and I don't come back to life, just don't call 911. I said, if you call 911, I'm going to get up off that floor and get you. If it's my time, I don't want nobody messing with me. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? I'm not afraid to die. I mean, not at all. Praise God, you know. I'm going to live and hang around here as long as he wants me to be around here. But when it does come my time, I don't want nobody putting a bunch of paddles on me and shock treating me and trying to do all kinds of stuff. Hey, when it's time to go to the house, it's time to go to the house. And, you know, do y'all remember what Don Piper said? Whenever he said, when the Lord told him, I got to send you back. Lord, I don't want to go back to that old place down there. I don't want to go back to earth. Lord. He said, well, I'm not through with you yet. You got to go back. But how many people have we heard give testimonies that got to go to heaven and then had to come back? How many of them wanted to come back? None of them. No, none of them. If you ever see that, you won't never. You'll be just like Paul. Man, guys, I'm here to help y'all, but to live is Christ and die is gain. So there's no big deal. So the thing about it is what it should do for every one of us, every one of us that are still able to walk and talk. If we're able to walk, we're able to stand up, we're able to move around, we ought to be doing something for Jesus and we ought to be walking in love. I told Cheryl, I guess it was yesterday or day before yesterday, she asked me about something, wanted to go do something or whatever, and I told her, yeah, sure, honey, if that's what you want to do, we'll go do it. Well, I want to eat. What do you feel like eating? I said, anything you want to eat. Well, so we just go up here, this be okay? I said, sure, no problem. She said, gee, you really are easy to get along with today. I said, I'm trying to learn to walk in love. I really am trying to totally walk in love. Now, is that got to be a better life if I walk in love? If I can walk in total love to my wife and to you, each one of you, if I can walk in love, you're not going to mind being around me, I don't think. You know, but if I'm hard to get along with in everything I do, some people say, well, I'd rather not be around him. You know, sometimes you have to, I think about back when I run my own shop, I think about Mike and how he's getting busier and busier and getting more hard and more people, all that stuff. There's always a time in your life, especially in the world when you're working, when you tell somebody to do something a certain way and they don't do it that way. And you got all this experience and they don't have very much, but all of a sudden they seem to think they have more than you. So you have to be careful after a few times you get to where you raise your voice to those people. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, you tell them several times to do something, and if they don't do it, you have to speak a little louder and say, look, this is the way I want that done. Do you understand? Now, you don't have to do it like that, I guess, you know, that. But I've not mastered that, but I'm trying to learn how to walk in love. And I'm practicing up on my wife. And you like it, don't you, honey? How many of you need to practice learning how to walk in love with your wife? Let's see your hand, you know. I guarantee every one of you. Maybe I should have asked the women. Women, how many of y'all want your husband to learn to walk in love? Well, I mean, both of you. It works both ways. that we need to learn to walk in love with each other. Why do we need to learn to walk in love with each other? Because God commanded us to love each other, right? He told us what to do. Let's go to verse 3. This verse, I'm not really sure I like it. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. You know, sometimes it's hard to glory in problems, isn't it? Sometimes it's just difficult. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. The day I learned this scripture years ago, right there, I said, I will never pray for patience again. Up until that time, I had prayed, Lord, give me patience. And all the tribulations always come upon me. And I did never put it together for years. One day I'm reading that, and we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I thought all those times I have prayed for peace, patience, and everything, it opens the door for God to put me to the test through trials and tests. And I just said, okay, Lord, I've got all of the peace that I need. I got all the patience I need. I don't want any more. So I'm going to be happy with what I got. And he doesn't give you near as many tests. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 4. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. Isn't it amazing what we have to go through to learn how to do things? Verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God. Just think what you could do after God sheds the love of God into your heart. And you can really walk there.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.